Joey. I'm a 17-year-old political commentator with a book that's about to hit bookshelves across the country in July. That's crazy. That's unheard of. That doesn't happen anywhere else. That is the American dream, and we need to remind everybody of that.
Well, I appreciate your time today. And yeah, I could sit here and talk history with you for a while. American, or I just started Will Durant's, what, Age of Faith.
Yes.
I realized, okay, I know the Greeks and Romans fairly well, but it starts to get blurry around the medieval times. And it's just, the more I read it, the more I figure out that, man, there are good guys and bad guys, but it's also a lot of very flawed people, even the best guys.
Yes.
And it reminds you to have hope, because looking backwards, sometimes I think we do too much of a moral melodrama with our history.
You're right.
And don't see the actual people. And they're just as flawed as we are, I'll put it that way. And yet they did amazing things. And it is amazing to see you rise it up. And appreciate your time, and would love to have you back anytime you're interested. Yes.
Thank you for having me, Joey. Have a great week. Hope you had a great Easter, and appreciate your continued support.
Happy Easter, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Iran has vowed to respond to a deadly airstrike widely attributed to Israel. The demolished Iran's consulate building in the Syrian capital and killed 8 people, including 2 Iranian generals. An Israeli airstrike that killed 7 aid workers from World Central Kitchen. That has led to the charity to suspend delivery of vital food aid to Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged that Israeli forces had carried out the unintended strike. In Mexico, a mayoral candidate shot in the north central state of Guanajuato. The killing, the latest in the increasingly bloody run-up to Mexico's June 2nd elections. At least 15 candidates have been killed since the start of the year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 460 points, the NASDAQ losing 186. This is SRN News.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax-advantaged account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s. And gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations. Since we began in 1906, at CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The governor responds to a lawsuit that challenges the racial quotas applied to the Alabama Real Estate Appraisers Board. That lawsuit comes from the Pacific Legal Foundation regarding a state law requiring 2 of the 9 board members to be of a minority race. The lawsuit was filed this past February, contending that the racial quota eliminates equal consideration for others who are qualified but not a minority. The governor's attorney, James Davis, says that the 9 appointments coming from the governor are yet to be approved by the state Senate, and that the governor did not enforce the racial quota requirement in her nominations. Davis argues that the racial quota is a recommendation and unenforceable, and that the governor has not been adhering to it. A hearing on the lawsuit is scheduled for later this April. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Are you enjoying 1819 News? If so, consider joining 1819 News as a member. As a nonprofit news organization, we depend on the support of Alabamians like you. Memberships start out as little as $5 a month, and you'll get access to exclusive content only offered to our members. You'll be supporting independent journalism done by people who cherish Alabama values. Become a member today by visiting 1819news.com and clicking Become a Member. That's 1819news.com and click Become a Member today.
Over a dozen people connected to the Decatur City Council, the Decatur Police Department, and the State Department of Investigations have now been put on a list of requested subpoenas in a case against a former police officer who was charged with shooting and killing Stephen Perkins back in 2023. The subpoena list was filed this past Monday for a hearing that will be held next week in the case against Mac Marquette. An investigation is underway in Scottsboro regarding a fatal shooting outside of a warehouse in that city on Sunday. 42-year-old Lazarell Fennell was arrested on Monday for the shooting death of Deontay Johnson. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Hey, mister, I don't mean to be telling tales out of school, but there's a feller in there who'll pay you $10 if you sing into his can.
I'm not here to make a record, you dumb cracker. They broadcast me out on the radio.
You conduct yourself in a democracy.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final hour of the program here. Appreciate everybody watching on Twitter, X, as well as YouTube. You can go to @TheJoeyClark on Twitter, X, or Joey Clark Live on YouTube. And now, as promised, as previewed, we have on the line, she is a candidate for Congress in the brand new District 2, is in a runoff that is coming up April the 16th. We have Caroline Dobson on the phone. Hey, Caroline, how are you?
Hi, Joey. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So where are you calling from today? Where have you been traveling today?
I have been down in the far southern part of the district. I always enjoy being in studio with y'all. But, yeah, today I am was in Sims this morning, and now I'm headed to Mobile.
Well, it's good to have you on over the phone here. Now, one question I was asking your opponent, and it's more – it's not one that I think is going to show up on the top of any polling list. This is just, Joey, I need help. I have this problem where the more I watch our federal government in particular, I'm like, I don't think this body, this institution is legitimate morally or constitutionally, yet it remains there, and you're looking to join this government, represent people in this brand new district. how do we get back to actually following the Constitution and actually have some legitimacy in terms of what our founding documents actually say?
Yeah, well, that's why it takes people who are willing to go up and fight for what's right, regardless of, you know, how the political fallout might be, or, you know, whether or not it's a popular stance. But yes, you know, we need a larger majority in the House. Then Speaker Johnson won't, you know, will have the backing that he needs to stand up to Chuck Schumer when it comes to our balancing the budget. But we need people. We don't just need, you know, Republican bodies. We need strong conservatives. And in this regard, you know, I think there's a distinction between me and my opponent. When he was in the state Senate, he left the Republican caucus. In 2021, he tweeted that he had left or was ending his association with the Alabama GOP. You know, I was raised that if there's an institution or a group or an organization that you're part of that is straying from its founding principles, that's when you dig in and fight and try to steer the ship the right way, return our country to the Constitution, to our founding principles. So it's not when you throw up your hands and leave the room. If we have that attitude, we won't have a country after long. We need someone who we can trust is going to stand for strong conservative values and fight against the left, and also fight to return our party to what it should be advocating for, which is limited government.
And now, next question, also ask your opponent this. Is the United States a Christian nation?
Yes, the United States should be a Christian nation. But I think the fact that we had our president declare Easter Sunday, Transgender Visibility Day, or whatever he wanted to call it, indicates how far we have strayed from our foundation as a nation under God. You know, all of our founding fathers acknowledged, you were speaking of Benjamin Franklin, you know, who wasn't maybe necessarily the most traditional Christian. I know Thomas Jefferson was more of a deist, but still they recognized that, you know, that the basic rights of humankind are endowed by our Creator God. And so, you know, we that's what our nation was founded on. And I think I hear two narratives. You know, one is that the Transgender Visibility Day, you know, was purposely chosen to be Easter as a slap in the face to Christianity. And then the other line, which is equally bad, is that folks in the White House didn't realize that March 31 was Easter, and that Easter, you know, it's like, what's worse, that we have, an administration that is actively denigrating Christianity, or an administration that is clueless as to the holiest of holies days in Christianity? They're both equally appalling.
Yeah, and we are really in a time of a crucible. I think we're going through some birth pangs that hopefully will birth something new that's good. You know, who knows what's, it could be an awful spawn. Who knows? But it depends on who stands up and fights, I suppose. You know, news that broke yesterday, and I don't think it's getting any better today necessarily, is when you look at the geopolitical map, and you look at Israel just struck inside Damascus, killed one of the top commanders for the Iranian Quds Force, as you also are seeing the Ukrainians strike deep into Russia, 800 miles into Russia. They took out, I think, the Russians' third largest oil refinery. The White House pushed back against that for all sorts of reasons. But I guess my question to you after setting the table is, do you see wider war coming in these two different theaters that the United States indirectly or directly is involved in? And what should be the role of the United States going forward in the world?
Well, look, the reason that the reason that Russia invaded Ukraine, the reason that Iran has become the superpower in the Middle East is all attributable to the Biden administration. The withdrawal from Afghanistan, the fact that the Biden administration allowed Russia to build the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that allowed them to circumvent Ukraine. Mistake after mistake has been made by the Biden administration that reveals, you know, how weak our commander-in-chief is. I mean, just the fact that he, you know, his own counsel said he's not fit to stand trial. You know, that's who's leading our military and our national defense. That's why it's so important that we both get President Trump back in the White House and have a legislative body that is actively supporting President Trump. I think, as I've said before, you know, I'm not a hawk or a dove, but I believe in deterrence, and deterrence is built on strength. So I think we need to be increasing our military preparedness. That means restoring trust with our military, stop treating our military like guinea pigs or liberal social experiments. And that also means giving our military the equipment that they need, because we're lagging behind our enemies in the production of materiel. The Chinese Navy is bigger than ours. Here in this district, we have Austal, Airbus, Lockheed Martin, and Troy. We have some key industries here that can help us catch up with our enemies. But, you know, I don't want to see a world in which we have to send our young people off to engage in these, you know, geopolitical battles. But the only way we're going to avoid that is by once again having a strong commander-in-chief and having a military that is strong and is adequately equipped.
Now, I believe the interest on the debt, just debt service with the Fed raising interest rates, it's something over $870 billion. That's more than...
It's more than our defense spending.
Right.
Yeah.
And so how much do you think...
Made worse by this newest spending bill.
Right. And, you know, the Senate just passed a resolution talking about how the debt is such a threat to national security, and then this new bill comes around, and I'm like, well, more of the usual stuff is coming out of Washington. But how much do you think the debt load currently on the nation and just our general fiscal monetary policy actually plays into our deterrence, as you're talking about?
Oh, it's directly related. I mean, well, you know, also the reason that inflation is as high as it is and interest rates are as high as they are because excessive government spending. You know, we have got to cut government spending, and we've also got to so much more narrowly define what is infrastructure. You know, I feel like the Biden administration has defined anything it wants to as infrastructure. And, you know, while I believe that we should be strategically supporting true items of infrastructure, you know, on a limited and case by case and bill by bill basis, we've allowed the Biden administration to, you know, again, this latest spending bill, there was, $300 million to Ukraine, but also $850,000 for a gay senior citizen building. You know, I mean, it's, we cannot continue on this spending spree. And it's because we have too many leaders in Washington who are approaching our budget with how much can we spend, not where can we be fiscally responsible, where can we cut costs, where can we try to be more efficient in our use of taxpayer resources.
Now, shifting gears here a little bit, and I know you addressed this last night in the debate. By the way, there was a debate last night, folks, between Caroline and Dobson and Dick Brubaker. That was not aired live, so that will be coming out, what, on different TV networks and online here in the next week or so?
Yes, that's my understanding. I'm not sure of the exact time, but it will be in our neck of the woods. It'll be on WSFA next week.
So I know you spoke to this some last night, but on a so-called LGBTQ plus, they keep adding letters and creating a larger coalition. The flag's starting to look funky, Caroline. like when we look at how crazy this is, I'll give it to you this way. The only openly, I guess emphasis on openly gay member of the Alabama legislature, Mr. Representative Rafferty, he was on CNN recently saying the recent divisive concepts bill passed by Alabama and the legislature and signed by the governor, that it would prevent the teaching of Martha and George Washington because, I mean, George is a man, Martha's a woman, and, you know, that's a heterosexual couple. So now you're talking gender identity. You're talking sexual orientation. Is this really what we're up against is, I guess, my question. And I didn't know if you saw that news story, but it seems like we're operating with different worldviews and frames at this point. It seems absurd.
Right. No. Well, and the fact that, again, with the crises that we have going on globally with our national debt, the fact that we even have to you know, have a discussion about, you know, the biological reality that is gender. You know, it's a reality. You're a man or you're a woman. And the fact that we're even having to debate this and discuss this is, you know, it's appalling and it's disconcerting. And we're spending time on you know, again, stated reality that we should be spending time on addressing, you know, healthcare and national defense and our budget. And it's incredibly frustrating, but it's also incredibly concerning as a mother of two young girls. I will fight to ensure that girls' sports are only for girls, that girls' locker rooms are only for girls. And the fact that I even have to fight for that, again, is, you know, just mind-blowing, unfortunately.
It is unfortunate. Now, you know, with the development of all these new technologies, whether you're talking artificial intelligence or now, you know, with the IVF issue coming up in Alabama and the national news, you actually look into how much, say, the cost of bioengineering has fallen to where people are essentially, curating what sort of child or what type of person they want to bring into this world. If folks think the transgender issue is bad, get ready for transhumanism. Are you worried, especially when you combine all these new technologies, that there's a certain set of elites that are trying to essentially say, you can choose to be a man or a woman, or you can even choose to be more machine than man? And I'm thinking of folks like Yuval Harari, who've written best-selling books and given TED Talks, and he's pretty explicit about this. Where the heck is this going?
No, it's certainly concerning. And you hear about, I heard the other day about a school that had a litter box in their bathroom because there were some students that identified as cats. You know, again, I think this is demonstrated just how far our country has strayed from our foundation faith in God, and how willing, you know, people who lack faith in God are swayed by trends and hysterias. And that's all the more reason why we have got to fight to restore faith in this nation. It's not a wish list item. It's a necessity.
Yeah, and it seems like we're going through a crucible where all sorts of basic principles are being tested. I'm pretty much out of time here, but if folks want to support your campaign and get ready for this runoff, it's getting closer by the day, how can they do so?
Yes, I have a website, www.dobsonforcongress, that's D-O-B as in boy, S-O-N-F-O-R, Congress. Also have accounts on Facebook, Instagram, X, and Truth Social. Dobson for Congress. Thank you for the opportunity to visit with you today, and please check me out.
Well, I appreciate it, Caroline, and until next week, God bless.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Again, folks, that's Caroline Dobson, and we're going to have both Caroline and Mr. Dick Brubaker on the program leading up to the actual runoff on April the 16th. Got to hit another break here. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Dylan Rings. And, you know, we were telling you earlier that if you're an April baby, your birthstone is actually diamonds. And they have all sorts of amazing options in stock there at Dylan Rings. Diamond pendants, some a little more traditional, classical, some kind of whimsical and a little more out there. Depending on your personality, they have something that suits you at Dylan Rings. But also Dylan Rings, they are a full-service jewelry shop. So not only do they have an amazing selection from high-end pieces to that everyday jewelry that still looks great but isn't going to break the bank, but they can also do things like repairs, including watch repairs, or maybe just resetting a stone, maybe a spa treatment where you're looking to update your jewelry in a way that, you don't really change much other than making it shine even more, making it sparkle even more. And of course, they do custom design work there at Dylan Rings. And Josh Ryder, what an artist. I mean, he's kind of a mix between mad scientist and artist. The man is truly talented at what he does. So you can take an old piece that you want to change up, or some folks have combined different pieces of jewelry, or, you could have a dream. And Josh Ryder can make it a reality. Whether it's something poignant to remember a loved one, or it's something silly like a funky fresh medallion. They can do it all there at Dillon Rings. So check them out today. I really encourage you to stop by their showroom. The brand new remodeled showroom looks great. That's 119 Brown Springs Road, just off of Atlanta Highway. I think of it by where the old Fun Zone used to be. You can still see that platform in the background. But be sure to stop by 119 Brown Springs Road and tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey, that fell on the radio, or whatever you want to call him, that Joey sent you. We'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. We're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, that's 272-9228. Now, there was a weird mashup, folks. And I mean weird mashup. A meeting of minds, so to speak, on the dissident right and left. Steve Bannon.
That's right, Sloppy Steve.
Steve Bannon and Russell Brand. They got together and did a podcast. And there was one moment as those two were getting to know one another that suggests this is why Hillary Clinton was telling you to get over yourself. Just pick between the old guy who's actually competent and the old guy who's been indicted 91 times. Just go away, Hillary. Actually, don't go away. You're making everybody not want to vote for Biden the more you stump for him. It's miserable. No wonder Bill stepped out. But this was Steve Bannon and Russell Brand talking about the candidacy of RFK Jr. And some fascinating points between these two. When you have the dissident right and the dissident left, alternative media stars both, essentially seeing the same thing. Maybe we should all pay attention. You better believe the establishment is paying attention. Let's listen in together.
Keep the White House in this regard if they don't win Michigan. And right now, President Trump's up 8 points in Michigan. And that is because there's a significant amount of Arab Americans that are just saying, we don't support the Biden regime in this regard, and we're going to stay home.
Yes, and Bobby Kennedy is also very popular in that state. And it does seem to be a significant interface in that particular campaign. There's just so many things I want to cover, Steve, but just let me touch on.
Can I say one thing about Bobby? Bobby Kennedy, because I think Bobby Kennedy started, and I felt that, you know, although I'm a Kennedy Democrat as a little kid because of being Irish Catholic, right, when you just didn't never even conceive, I come from a blue-collar working-class family, the conception that you would vote for a Republican would almost be like you would leave the church, right? It was that ridiculous. Bobby Kennedy, I think, started out and had a tremendous message, and that message was, I never seen an individual with such clarity about the biopharmaceutical industry and the power it has exerted on modern society. And he was, to me, the most powerful voice about techno-feudalism and what techno-feudalism was about. I think, unfortunately, fortunately as a Trump supporter, because I'd always hoped that one time we could actually blend the Kennedy movement, particularly the anti-vax part of it, which has a big portion of the MAGA base. As you know, I'm not vaxxed. We were the most adamant. We were banned on every platform, never to return because of our election denial and because of vax, that we could see a fusion of MAGA and what Bobby Kennedy stood for into a movement that really could be two-thirds of the populace of the United States. Now, unfortunately, I think Bobby and his team, as he got shut up by the Democrat Party and ran as an independent, he's almost run to the left. And so now you're right. He's a dagger to the, particularly with Shanahan, I think it's Nicole Shanahan, his vice presidential pick. He's a dagger at the heart of the Democratic Party right now. He almost takes very few Trump voters, very few MAGA, even the strong anti-vax nature of our and the anti-biopharmaceutical industry. Part of the MAGA, which is a very large part, I think would pass on Bobby Kennedy now to support Trump very strongly. But Bobby Kennedy's a dagger at the heart of the Democratic Party. If Bobby Kennedy gets access, and they know this is why they're coming down on him so hard. If he gets access to the ballots, if he's on the ballot in those states, I think it's very hard mathematically, given the coalition of Biden is not coming there. The under 35s are hesitant. The African-American community, the male particularly, is hesitant. The Hispanic community is hesitant. The Arab-American or the Muslim community is hesitant. His coalition is tough to come together with enthusiasm. You add Bobby Kennedy on top of that, I think it's a dagger to the heart of the neoliberal, neocon Democratic Party.
Man, said a mouthful there. But I think it's spot on. And this is why 2024 is going to be one of the most interesting years in politics we've ever seen. Who knows how it shakes out? Pray for Bobby Kennedy, by the way. There's not a great track record when Kennedys get too close to the sun, if you catch my drift. Now, shifting gears here a little bit, back to Alabama news. There's some stuff coming out at 1819news.com right now, including an op-ed from the Attorney General of the great state of Alabama, Steve Marshall. This is penned by Steve Marshall. I want to present it to you. It's fairly short here, but he writes, today, the Alabama House of Representatives will debate the latest attempt to rewrite our current ethics laws. This is Attorney General Steve Marshall. I am strongly opposed to this legislation. It is important to me that the members of the legislature and the general public understand why. Well, let's understand why then. This bill decriminalizes an array of ethics offenses, rendering them subject to civil, not criminal, penalties imposed by the Ethics Commission. Current law already provides for the non-criminal resolution of minor ethics violations. This bill assigns civil penalties, referred to as some by speeding tickets, to an array of serious and substantial violations of the public trust, regardless of the amount of money involved. For example, if a legislator knows that he or she has a conflict of interest while sponsoring or voting on a piece of legislation, even a conflict involving a substantial financial interest, that conduct would now be subject to civil penalty. If a public official directs or steers a government contract or other financial business to benefit himself or a family member, that conduct would now be subject to a civil penalty. If a legislator lobbied his own legislative body on behalf of a client, that conduct would also now be subject to a civil penalty. Where the criminal penalties used to be, House Bill 227 instead stands up a new regime of public reprimands and civil penalties for conduct that simply cannot be excused as accidental or unintentional. Wow. Again, I'm reading from this op-ed from Steve Marshall, the Attorney General here of the great state of Alabama. So wait, the director steer government contracts to benefit themselves or family member, has a conflict of interest sponsoring a piece of legislation, lobbies on behalf of a client, lobbies the legislature they might even be in. This is now just a civil speeding ticket that you get? Sounds like some folks there in the Alabama legislature, sounds like some folks on Goat Hill, want to get a little bit richer. Like I was saying last week, folks, corruption is the system. Stop kidding yourself about politics and government. But Steve Marshall continues. He says, this legislation also dramatically expands what public officials can legally receive from lobbyists and other special interests. Lobbyists and other prohibited sources, quote unquote, will now be able to spend up to $100 per an occasion or $500 a year on gifts to public officials, even while expanding the list of items not subject to these limits. Food, hospitality, and travel expenses for educational and economic development functions are already permitted under current law. Begging the question, what other spoils would a politician really need a lobbyist or principal to pay for? Under this bill, writes Attorney General Steve Marshall, a public official's sibling or adult child is also able to receive gifts or other benefits in any amount, even from a lobbyist or someone with business before the governmental body. To make matters worse, the first two violations of the gift ban would now be subject only to civil penalties, regardless of the amount given or received. In the spirit of compromise, my office, again, Steve Marshall's office, recommended a change to this legislation that would provide civil penalties for ethics offenses involving less than $1,500 in exchange for clarifying our continued ability to prosecute genuine corruption without additional impediments. That offer was rejected, leaving me to conclude that this rewrite isn't just about the fear of inadvertent mistakes. Though this debate too often centers around the myth of public officials going to jail over having a meal paid for, this distracts from the very serious questions presented by this bill. What standard does the public want us to hold ourselves to? The truth is, regular folks want honest government, disinterested decision makers, and if I had to guess, would rather elect officials just pay would rather have elected officials just pay for their own meals. The now infamous Republican legislative agenda in 2010 promised to put an end to an atmosphere that breeds corruption and encourages graft. Though we have come a long way, there are plenty of reasons for me, and this is Attorney General Steve Marshall, to simply say that we are not there yet. Yeah, no kidding. I think the best way to stop a lot of the corruption is just shrink or abolish a lot of aspects of the government. Take away the power altogether in a lot of cases. I don't care how well-intentioned it is. The road to hell is paved with many a good intention, folks. But I appreciate that op-ed from the Attorney General of the state, Attorney General Marshall. Interesting insight. And if his characterization stands up to scrutiny, which it probably will, that's damning. It's incredibly damning. That essentially you're taking all the teeth out of the laws that keep them from lobbying on behalf of clients while in the legislature, lobbying or passing legislation outright, sponsoring legislation that would benefit themselves personally. This is... That doesn't smell right whatsoever. Also just came out from 1819 News. This is from Jeff Poore's desk. He'll be joining us tomorrow at noon. Mobile-based Center for Reproductive Medicine, IVF Clinic, has now resumed practice. On Monday, the Mobile-based Center for Reproductive Medicine resumed operations after a more than a month pause in the wake of an Alabama Supreme Court decision granting in vitro fertilization embryos protection under Alabama's Wrongful Death of a Minor Act. Huh. So they're back in business. This particular clinic, this particular institution, is also run by the president of the Medical Association of the State of Alabama, Dr. George Koulianis, or something like that. Sorry, sir, it's all Greek to me. And yet the national conversation's like, oh, just look at those rubes in Alabama. Again, people should be thanking Alabama for actually pressing the issue. Because whether it's IVF or so many other new technologies that are coming our way, we don't seem to be willing to face up to the actual moral dilemmas inherent in our new abilities. And at least Alabama is somewhat forcing the issue. Though they seem to balk a little bit by giving outright immunity. 272-9228. If you want to hop in on the program, I got to hit this break. But first, this part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. Now, you heard Red Top call in a little earlier saying, you know, somebody called them up to help with termite damage. They should have called Pest Pro Services earlier. That's right, folks. Whether, you know, it's termite treatment or repairing termite damage, neither is covered by homeowners insurance. So you should get the treatment done. It is much less expensive than the termite damage repairs. And it's not just termites that Pest Pro Services can help you with. Tis mosquito season. Ugh. So if you want to actually enjoy your back porch, your backyard, enjoy the front porch, maybe that's where you like to sit after a meal with family, get Pest Pro to treat your yard for those nasty, nasty mosquitoes. And they really are nasty. And wouldn't it be nice to be able to sit outside with grandma, not to spray her with off? I think so. And of course, with spring, you know, springing as it is right now, you can have issues with fire ants, wasps, any sort of these insects around your home. So Pest Pro is ready to help you across the board. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company. That number, 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services. And be sure to tell Ashley and that fantastic team that Joey, that guy on the radio, sent you.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Molecopro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional grade cut quality for a perfectly manicured lawn. Why don't you stop by and see Dietzville Ace Hardware? See the Hustler difference for yourself today. Dietzville Ace Hardware on US 31 just north of Prattville, or Google Dietzville Ace Hardware for more information.
Hello, I'm Johnny Sullivan from Sinclair's Restaurant. We're almost 27 years, and our business is as good as ever, and I give credit to Blue Water Broadcasting for keeping us on the air and letting people know what we do. Advertising with them has been a huge help to our business. I've seen an uptick from day one. If you need to grow your business, I highly recommend you give them a call.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. We definitely want everybody to stay weather aware, especially as we go into the evening and nighttime hours tonight with an increasing severe weather threat across the area, including all modes of severe weather, and tornadoes are possible. Showers and thunderstorms likely this evening and tonight as a line of storms sweeps across the area. Our free weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. Windy tonight, low 56, and tomorrow, much cooler. A brisk day with highs only in the 60s, and gusty winds will make it seem cooler. Maybe some upper 30s by Thursday and Friday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In the afternoon, or as we're calling it online, Joey Clark Live. Like and subscribe on YouTube at Joey Clark Live, or just watch me on Twitter X at the Joey Clark. Now, it seems RFK Jr. is making the media rounds because we now have a Fox News appearance, and they started off this conversation. I skipped ahead with showing that RFK Jr. has higher favorability numbers than both Biden and Trump, which honestly I'm not surprised about. Now, as he gets into the fray and as the political operatives from the Democratic Party in particular, but from all over the place start to go to work on RFK Jr., you don't know what might actually turn out for folks. Will that favorability stay high? I don't know. But here, let's listen in. I haven't listened to this yet. Let's listen in for the first time together.
Comments about him. Robert
F. Kennedy. No, it's Brian. Kill me. Why? Yeah, every day. He shows up out of nowhere. Go.
Years here now. Congratulations. Great to see you.
Thanks.
Congratulations on getting on North Carolina. And you've named Nicole Shanahan your running mate.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of these states require, don't they, Robert? They need you to name a running mate ahead of time for some reason.
There are 26 states where you can't start gathering signatures to get on the ballot without having a running mate first. So the announcement of Nicole as our running mate allows us now to get on those states, and we're going to move very, very quickly to get on all of them.
Mm-hmm. We have a conservative base that every political party watches Fox, but a lot of conservatives like Fox. They like where you stand on vaccines, men playing in women's sports, immigration. What other conservative issues do you have that will appeal to those voters?
Well, you know, I don't look at myself as liberal or conservative. I feel like I'm common sense on issues. I think the issues that are really existential in this country are issues that are important to both political parties. The national debt is $34 trillion now. We're now spending more on servicing that debt, paying off the interest, than we pay for the military. Within 5 years, 50 cents of every dollar collected in taxes is going to go to the debt. This is unsustainable. Within 10 years, it'll be 100%.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump and President Biden ran up that debt, the two of them, in just 4 years. Ran up a higher debt than all the presidents in history back to George Washington combined. And so I don't think we're going to get a change. And this is really existential for our children. The chronic disease epidemic, which now is the biggest issue in this country. 60% of our people have chronic disease. When my uncle was president, it was 6%. The cost of diabetes, and when I was a kid, the typical pediatrician would see one case of diabetes in his lifetime. Today, one out of every three kids who goes into his office is pre-diabetic or diabetic. And we are paying more to treat diabetes than the entire military budget. The cost of all these chronic diseases is $4.3 trillion. It's almost five times our military budget. It's more than any other country in the world. We're the sickest country in the world. Why is nobody ever talking about this? Why aren't our agencies telling us? Why has America got this problem and nobody else does?
Right. Well, Robert, one of the
I'm
biggest...
I'm going to pause it there, folks, because, again, he does have a unique perspective, a unique voice. And with that last name of his, despite his unfortunate problem with his vocal cords there, RFK Jr. continues to rise and not be put down. But let's go to the phones and talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
We're doing great. Everybody's in the Ford, just working away, busy to be.
You had to travel anywhere today?
Well, let's see. At 7 o'clock, I was in Wetumpka. By 8:30, I was in Auburn. Came back by Pike Road, did something in Montgomery, and then been here in the store ever since.
Well, busy as always, and let's remind folks that you don't literally go the extra mile, right? And so, and why is measuring before picking out a product pretty important?
Well, we can see the home. We walk in there, we know what we're looking at, we know what kind of furniture we have to move, we know what your decor looks like. We're like, oh, look at this floor, oh, look at that floor, and we'll go really, really good with your furniture and your walls, and it really does help us. And then when you walk in the door, and you say, oh, I like this, I can tell you to the penny what it's going to cost you versus, it's $5 a foot. I can say, look, it's going to be $3,000 installed. Mm. Sign here, next thing you know, you got a new floor down. It's that simple.
Really, is that simple? And, you know, for folks maybe taking a late vacation or think about a summer vacation, y'all can actually do work while people are away, right?
Absolutely. I'm doing a water damage for a friend that had a shower leak. We're going to have to get in a rental property, get the whole bathroom, and, retile everything. I want to put a lock box on the door so the subs can come and go as they need, and you don't have to worry about anything because all of our subs, including us, are licensed and insured.
There you go. So y'all check out Prattville Carpet today. That number is still 285-8117?
It is. So call us today, 285-8117.
And when you call them, be sure to tell them you heard Ray on the radio with that Joey fella. Appreciate
you, Ray. Joey, have a great afternoon.
You too. Got to hit a quick break. We'll come back, I think, a little more with this RFK appearance on Fox.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How do you know once you pass that family and friends will get what you promised and that someone won't destroy or replace your will or trust with a fake one? How many copies of your will do you have and do your loved ones know where it is? Every time you change your will, you have to copy, distribute, and have it notarized. Put a stop to all of this at SecureAWill.com, where your important documents like last will, trust, or goodbye letter are stored until your passing. Then they send your info to whomever you've requested. You'll be 100% safe with voice biometrics and their new video signature. Visit them at secure-a-will.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final moments here, final shopping minutes on the program. You want to get your shots in before then? 334-272-9228. That's 334-272-9228. Now, where we left off is, RFK Jr. sitting down with Fox. And we're past Brian Kilmeade asking questions. Thank God for that. Just can't stand that guy. But, I don't mind Lawrence Jones, so take it away, Lawrence.
Issues for Democrats they've talked about is the threat to democracy. You raised some eyebrows yesterday when you were comparing the former president to the current president. You said in an interview that you believe that Joe Biden is a bigger threat to democracy than Donald Trump. This is what you have to say. Watch.
When people talk about the threat to democracy that Trump poses, do you really think that is an equal evil to Biden?
I mean, listen, I can make the argument that President Biden is a much worse threat to democracy.
Why did you say that?
And by the way, I said I can make that argument, and I think it's an argument that we ought to be having. President Biden has done something that no other president in history has done, which is to order media, particularly the social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Google, to censor his political opponents. And, I can say this because I just won a lawsuit in the Federal Court of Appeals, now before the Supreme Court, because he began censoring me 37 hours after he took the oath of office, swearing to defend the Constitution. White House officials were on email with Facebook saying to them, you got to take down his post. Facebook actually pushed back and saying there's no misinformation here. This is actually what he's saying is accurate. And they had to make up a new term called malinformation, which is information that is accurate but nonetheless inconvenient to, politically inconvenient. So there's been the First Amendment was put in the Constitution. Madison, Hamilton, Adams said we put it, free expression, the guarantee of the First Amendment, because all the other rights are dependent on it. If you have a president who can censor his political opponents, right, he is the license for any kind of atrocity. That is a genuine threat to our democracy. I think, what President Trump said about, about questioning the election and to the extent that he engaged in an effort to overthrow that, of course that's a threat to democracy, but it is not the worst threat, undermining the First Amendment of our Constitution and then weaponizing the federal agencies to get his opponents off the ballot. And in my case, I'll just say particularly, denying me Secret Service protection. That's never happened in history.
You think he's behind that?
What?
Do you think Joe Biden is behind?
Of course he is.
Does he know that your dad was assassinated?
He has a bust of my father behind him at the Oval
Office. How does he sleep at night?
Well, I don't know, but it's just not right. All of these, the use of the courts, the use of prosecutors, the use of all these federal agencies to change our political landscape is wrong, and we should be debating about it. You know what? What President Biden did with his censorship project is he told the social media companies, we're going to withdraw, we're going to bring an antitrust case against you, and we're going to withdraw your Section 230 immunity, which is existential for those companies, if you don't give us a portal to censor. And then who did he give access to that portal? The CIA, the FBI, CISA, the IRS, yep, NIH. So you had all these federal agencies that were now able to silence people who were questioning their policies. And that is really anti-American and anti-democratic.
Man, you can see why this guy, I think, is going to surprise a lot of folks. He might do better than Perot. That's just what he's saying right there is just fantastic. It's accurate. It's pulling back the mask of this merger between corporate and state power that I think has been there for a lot longer than just the last few years. It's just now easier to see it. And, what a year this is going to be. We just got done with the first quarter of 2024. The second quarter is shaping up to be even more bonkers. Looks like I'm out of time, though. Thank God I'm a little tired. But y'all stay tuned, because Happy Hour with Greg Budell, Rosie Brock, and I believe I see Larry Stevens in the building. The man, the myth, the legend, Larry Stevens. Well, they're next. Y'all stay tuned.